This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do, 855-993-7569. Mandy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Hi. I am having a problem trying to get my kids to go to sleep at night. And we've been on a routine ever since they were babies. So I don't know if it's just their age or if it's partly the summer, because it kind of happened at the beginning of the summer.
Okay, tell me how many kids, what ages, what's the story?
I have two boys. One is going to be 5 in a month, and then one just turned 3.
Okay. Are they in the share room?
No, and we actually tried that, but that didn't work out either.
What time do you put them down?
At 8.
What do you guys do when you put them down?
We either tend to our garden or, do stuff around the house or whatever. Sometimes we'll watch a movie,
part of it may just be it's at 8 o'clock and most places it's not dark, and that may be one of the issues. What time do they get up in the morning?
They're early risers, usually between 6 and 6:30. Sometimes they sleep in until 7, but even if they stay up late, like they'll keep themselves up until 9, sometimes even 10 o'clock when we get ready to go to bed, and they still get up early, and now we have to deal with cranky kids.
All right, so when you put them down, they're in separate rooms, what happens?
They get together and they have a party. So the bedrooms are upstairs and you know the living area is downstairs, and they'll just be loud, and we've even told them to just be quiet. I tell them you don't have to go to sleep, you just have to be quiet and stay in your room, and sometimes they will if they're really tired, but most of the time they want to have a party and they're being loud, and they're coming downstairs, and they're trying to get our attention. And
all right,
we even tried like your techniques of stickers and stuff, but that doesn't work for the youngest. It works for the oldest when he wants it to work for him. So when he doesn't really care, then it's like
all right. So your concern is. Is what, that they're too noisy, or that they're not getting enough sleep, or what?
They're not getting enough sleep, and then they're being disruptive for our time. So, you know, we really like our downtime before we go to bed, and if they, I guess it's two things. I don't want to deal with cranky kids the next day, and then, you know, reading things, you know, it's not good for their brain, they don't learn very well when they're tired and this and that, and then the other thing is that we want our time.
Okay, well, let's see if we can separate them out. If they're going to, so what time do they actually go to sleep on most nights?
Well, if they're tired, they'll go to bed. It seems like they fall asleep by 8:30. But if they're not tired, like last night, my oldest really wanted pancakes this morning, so he went ahead and went to bed, and he was probably asleep by 8:30. And my youngest, he actually stayed quiet up there, but he didn't go to sleep until probably like 9:30.
All right. So what time did they get up this morning? So 8:30 for one, 9:30 for the other. What time did they get up?
I think my oldest got up at I think he got up at 6:30, and then my youngest got up soon after. It was like 6:45, I think.
Okay. All right, so what are you figuring that they need to have? I mean, because basically that's 3.5, so they're getting like 10 hours sleep. The oldest one got 10 hours sleep. If he got up at 6:30, went to bed at 8:30, he got 10 hours sleep. Are you figuring they need that much?
I think so. You know, when you look at the kid charts and stuff, they say, I haven't looked at it for a while, but it seems like we're within range of the sleep, you know, the number of hours of sleep that they're supposed to be at.
All right.
If they were to go to sleep normally, because I can tell the next day, you know, they try and stay up until, you know, 9 or 10, and they get tired early. My oldest, he's at that age where, you know, sometimes he'll nap and sometimes he doesn't, and I can tell the days that he needs a nap, and usually the days that he stayed up late, and, you know.
All right, so here, I'm just looking at what the chart says here. Recommended hours of sleep. They're saying, basically, this is almost impossible to read. hang on just a second. I'm just trying to figure out teenagers, school age. So these are preschool age. Yeah, they're saying basically 9 to 11, or 10 to 13. They're saying that they need a fair amount of sleep. 10 to 13 hours. Okay. All right. So here's, do they have blackout curtains in their room?
Yeah, although it's kind of a hard thing because to keep their rooms cool, we have a window AC in one of their rooms, and then we have a fan in the other one, so we have to keep it open a little bit for the fan to work. And I'm afraid if I turn them off, then like on the hot days, it was almost reaching 100 there for a week.
Well, but I think first of all, if you close off part of the room so the sun doesn't get in during the day and put the air conditioning on, it'll keep the room cooler. And then when they're ready to go to bed at night, you may be able to, for example, you may be able to put the dark curtains on for a while just for them to go to sleep, and then once they're asleep, go and turn the AC on. Because for a lot of kids, I mean, that we really do take our circadian rhythm clues from the sun. And so most people do stay up later in the summer. I can remember as a kid, during school, I think we had to be in bed by 7:30 or 8. And I remember as a kid wandering around with fireflies at night playing hide and seek because I think part of it is our parents just wanted us out of the house. But it's hard to go to sleep when it's still light out for a lot of kids. So that may be worthwhile trying, of just, you know, making the rooms a little darker, especially during the summer. It may be that I mean, think about it this way. When one of the kids went to sleep, the other one was quiet. So we need to probably separate it into two different categories. One is how to keep them relatively quiet so that they're not making you crazy. And the answer to that may be, believe it or not, instead of staying down in family rooms, which they're going to associate with fun and television and sort of things going on that we want to be involved with, think about you and your husband retiring to your bedroom at least for the first hour or so. And then if you wanted to go... So that may be a television in your bedroom. It may be something other than being in the rooms that the kids are going to associate with food and with fun and with television. So they're, because what they're feeling is that they're missing something. If they don't feel that there's anything to miss, they may be more self-reliant and quieter and less disruptive. So that may be worth trying. Darkening their room may make some sense. The issue about together, I'll tell you, when you were telling me about the kids getting together to party, there was a part of me that was kind of envious of the kids because I thought, I remember, as I've said, I have a sister who's about a year and a half younger than I am, and we really never particularly got along. And in those few times where we did, I can remember this voice wafting up saying, if I hear one more sound out of there, you guys are going to be sorry. And I remember even as a very young child thinking, man, you guys are making a mistake. We don't get along all that well, and we're getting along okay right now, leave us alone. I'm one of those people who believes that kids will catch up on sleep when they need to, and what you need to make sure is that you're not providing valuable distraction for them. And you guys being down watching television, I would count as a valuable distraction. So if you're going to watch a movie, I'd figure out maybe, you know, watching it in the bedroom together, maybe getting a laptop or something and being all cold up in bed or something. So and closing the door so they can't come in. Hang on, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, because I think if we divide it into two different categories, one is needed sleep and the other is needed quiet for you guys, it may be a little easier to solve. Hang on, I'll be right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Mandy, who's got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old who, especially during the summer, are having really lots of fun, are driving Mandy and her husband nuts. So I said, well, let's look at it from two different standpoints, that basically how much sleep the kids need and how much quiet the parents need, and they're really not necessarily exactly the same. The other thing you may want to do is not necessarily have them, put them down at the same time, because if nothing else, the kind of inadvertent experiment over the weekend seemed to work really well, which is that when the older one went to sleep first, then the younger one didn't go to sleep right away, but played quietly. And that would seem to me to take care of most of the need. Your kids are different ages. They're probably, you know, different personalities, different energy levels, and may need different levels of sleep. So, and especially if you can convince the one who went to sleep first when he gets up not to wake the other kid up. Part of that may just be finding things for them to do quietly in the room by themselves, whether that means drawings or having iPods or something that they listen to, that they can listen to their own music, or the five-year-old is probably old enough to begin being a reader, and maybe the three-year-old as well, and not necessarily putting them down at the same time, because if you put them down at the same time and one becomes disruptive, then they're off to the races. And as I said, sort of darkening the room may work as well. Do you have a transition? I mean, what's the bedtime ritual for both of them?
Well, we start out at 7, and we, you know, if they need baths, we'll give them a bath. So we brush our teeth. We, you know, give them their jammies. We tell them to, you know, pick a story. We always read them a story at night. And so that's their bedtime routine.
Okay, let me suggest something at this moment, and just see, because we're going to try different things and see what works. Instead of putting them together to read the story, what if you read one story to one of the kids and your husband reads another story to the other kid? Because what you're doing is you're trying to get them into a pattern, and if everything they do up to the point of bedtime is together, then sort of separating them is going to be more of a transition than if you've separated them earlier. So, and that way, if one of them gets sleepy and goes to sleep, they're already in bed. Because what you're doing is everything is the same. They eat together. They brush their teeth together. They put their jammies on together. They brush their teeth together. They have stories together. And then you're saying, okay, now we separate them. What if we separated them earlier? What if we, I mean, I don't particularly care about brushing teeth, but the stories. So they get the idea that it's now time to begin thinking separately. And that they get to choose their own story, and, you know, if the story is boring enough, sometimes kids will fall asleep during the story. So they're already in their room, they're already in bed, they're already sort of in calm phase, they're already separated off, as opposed to being together for that entire process, and then you're separating them off. So their natural inclination is to get back to what they were doing before. So let's try separating.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and it might be more fun.
We tried to put him to sleep at different times, like the youngest, since he needs a little more sleep. We tried to put him down first, but he'll just wait for the older.
Yeah, I think that, but if you separate them off earlier, and they're both in bed, and they're in their jammies, and they're listening to different stories, and you guys can alternate who does what story for which, and then they're already in kind of separation phase, if nothing else. And one of them, you know, they may fall asleep. And but they're already separate, so let's try that, and then we can expand on that if we need to. That maybe they brush their teeth in different rooms, so we stop. There's a clear transition between playing together during the day, take care of your brother, don't tease your brother, you know, who got to drink their milk first, that all that kind of stuff that happens with the two of them together during the day. That we begin a very clear transition that says, okay, now we're going to do the separate kind of thing. And I might even think about getting, you know, that one parent gets the kid, starts the teeth brushing, and if, especially if you have separate bathrooms, and the jammies, and even not taking the baths together. I mean, baths I know are kind of fun, but what we're trying to do is make it very clear to the kids that we're out of the play together daytime mode, and we're into the quiet, separate, you get separate time with each parent, which is pretty cool, mode to prepare for sleep, and see if that works. If we can darken the rooms, that might help a little bit, especially during the summer, just because it's light until they're going to bed before the sun does. And that's a little harder for most human beings, that we're sort of associated with light. And I don't think sleep masks are probably going to work on these kids. So I would try that. And then in addition, instead of you guys going back down to whatever the communal rooms are, to cook or to watch television, whatever. Think about maybe having something, and maybe even outside the house. Maybe you go to the backyard or something, but something where it's quiet, so they can't hear you. That I mean, obviously you don't.
Because we have a big garden, so sometimes we're trying to wrap up and tend to that and finish watering and stuff like that. And they've followed us out.
But they can hear you. So I would think about going into a place that basically is not theirs, which is probably your bedroom, at least for till they're asleep. So the two of you maybe go and do a crossword puzzle together, or maybe catch up on your emails together. But do something that's in a space where they know that they're really not welcome. And I don't believe in locking kids in, but I think it's perfectly okay to lock yourself in.
Okay.
And if they understand
with that, is it that I feel like they're going to run? I guess I could listen to it, you know, listen for them, but I feel like they're going to run downstairs and go see what they can get.
So what? When they find out there's nothing going on?
Okay.
I mean, the point. Look, what we're trying to do is we're trying to change the psychology of bedtime for them, and we're taking two different approaches. One is separating them off from one another so that they're psychologically and metabolically prepared to be apart, as opposed to all of a sudden. Because human beings are, you know, we are so visual that the night terrors are not accidental. Human beings count basically, we don't have a great sense of smell, we don't have a great sense of hearing, so we count a lot on our eyes. Nighttime we can't see as well. So human beings atavistically are less comfortable. If you're going to have your anxiety, it's very likely going to be at nighttime. It's not going to be in the first thing in the morning, it's going to be at night. And that's just who we are as a species. So what you want your kids to be able to do is be calm and understand that there is an easy, comfortable. It's why we reward kids for going to sleep, of saying that we're offsetting the natural atavistic human tendency to be less comfortable in the dark than we are in the light. And we're going to do this by bribing you or a night light. In this particular case, my guess is the light is the problem, not the solution. But so what we're trying to do on the one hand is get your kids ready to think about bedtime as separate and calm. And I get my own time with either mom or dad. I get my own story. I don't have to compete with the other sib. I get maybe even a lullaby, or I get a foot rub, or I get to read. So they're beginning to think about this time as positive rather than scary, and separate rather than together. Conversely, we want to make sure that they don't feel that they're missing anything. And if you are doing things with your husband in rooms that they are associating with family time, you've lost part of the battle. So that's what we're trying to do. So I separate them off at night, see if you can make the room a little darker, and you guys go in some place, go to the garden in an hour, but have some, maybe you guys have a glass of wine together or something, or God knows what you want to do in your bedroom. Try it and see if it works. Let me know. If it doesn't work, let me know. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, first of all, I have to tell you, I told you Minions did very well over the weekend. I was number one, made scads of money, is the second, I think is only behind Shrek 3 in terms of making the most of an animated first week opening weekend. So that, I think it was just timing. The Minions are adorable, and as I said, the first 10 or 15 minutes are just adorable. But then it gets a little flabby in the middle and not very interesting, and then the end is okay. So, Despicable Me was a much better flick, I thought, but the first of anything is always more fun. All right, so I also had mentioned that I went to a private fireworks display over the weekend. And apparently this is getting to be much more kind of a thing, because there were some other fireworks displays. This is a friend of one of my best friends and has had a 4th of July fireworks display for years. And apparently a couple of years ago, the fireworks company, which is the same one who does everybody's fireworks, came and said, look, if you'll wait till the next day or a week or something, I think 1 year that they postponed it because of rain, and the guy gave them all the extra fireworks that were left over. And so they, for the last couple of years, have done it either July 5th or this particular case, July 11th. The following week. And so it was the most extraordinary fireworks display ever. And every year it gets better and better. I don't understand how they do it, but they're just really wonderful. And they're out in a field with the cows. And apparently this is a kind of a working farm, so I got to go down and see baby piglets. And it turns out that baby piglets double their weight and size in the first week of their lives. So that's pretty interesting. I got to, they had two big Clydesdales, which were pulling people around in a cart, and that was kind of fun. A Surrey with a fringe on top, so I got to do that. And then there was a huge Belgian horse. Those I don't know that I'd ever seen one up close and personal. Those are huge horses. I mean, we're talking like half again larger than the Clydesdales. I mean, they were huge. Sweet-tempered, sweet animals. And Clydesdales are... See, I grew up in the West, so I'm used to quarter horses, which are working animals, but not draft animals. These pull plows. And, you know, completely different structure, you know, sort of strong peasant horses. So that was kind of fun. And of course, got to eat lobster and clams and too much, so that was kind of interesting. But and speaking of food, as I said, I was telling Trevor that I'm having such fun with plated. I thought that I should make Manny and Trevor refer to me as Chef Joy RD from now on. I'm just I actually, if you go to my Twitter account, I know I can't believe I'm saying my Twitter account in the same sentence, that I actually took a picture of I made garlic chicken with summer squash. Which, I mean, first of all, I like cooking, but I tend to, you know, I don't have, this one has had fennel, capers, anchovies, basil, tarragon, what else did it have in it, olive oil, of course, white wine, all this, they send you all of this stuff. So it's not a matter of, oh my goodness, I don't have any white wine, I've only got champagne, I wonder if that'll do. Because that's how I kind of cook. And I tend not to use recipes, and I don't know if you're like I am, you tend to do the same things over and over again because that's what you know how to do. Like, I make great spaghetti sauce. I've been invited to people's homes, I swear to you, just so I make spaghetti sauce. And it's really good, but, you know, blah. And it may be wonderful for other people because they haven't had it, but I've been making it for years. So this was, and every time I order some new stuff, it's like Christmas. You open up this box, and there's, like, this one's got Chinese cabbage. It's got three different kinds of cabbage in it, and I'm making a pistachio-covered halibut. I mean, how cool is this? And so I'm really having a good time. And they look, and I'm just giving my daughter a run for her money because my daughter is the gourmet cook. She is much more the foodie than I am. But on the other hand, she has never been married and hasn't cooked for a family for all those years. And so, I mean, you know, that you sort of try to make food that other people like, which means it has to be, you know, spicy enough, but not too spicy, and seasoned enough. My mother, you know, she had four spices. She had salt, pepper, onion salt, and garlic salt. That was the extent of seasoning. So I've evolved a little bit more, and my daughter uses all sorts of weird things. So I'm sort of sending her my recipes. Well, they're not really my recipes, but smoked tofu. How cool is that? So I'm having a very good time doing that. 855-99-375-69. So, you know, I sort of mentioned, I guess, one of the things about getting older is that, that you can decide, you know, what you're good at and what you're not so good at, and sort of decide that either you're going to improve on things or you don't really care about it as much. I mean, one of the things about the plated experience for me is it's like going to a cooking demonstration where everything's out in front of you. And I've always thought, well, gee, anybody could do that if you had all the stuff laid out in front of you. And that's exactly what they do for you. You just sort of, everything's there. It's all measured. And when it'll say something like, as I said, it'll say, white wine, and I'm thinking, And there's a little bottle that says white wine on it. Very, very smart idea. Somebody, and the recipes are all, they're all sort of innovative enough that it's nothing that you've done before, or at least nothing I've done before. And even if it's something that, like, I mean, I make a lot of chicken, but I'm not sure I've ever made it with caramelized summer squash. And I now, I'm not a great fan of squash, to be quite honest, but the way you make it here, it's delicious and not very difficult. Nothing has been very difficult. Uses a bunch of pans. It makes my kitchen a bit messier than I'm used to, but I can live with that. Or invite somebody over for dinner and say, I'll do the cooking, you can do the cleaning up. So, all right, Trev. How about if we talk about getting older?
Yeah, sure, we can do that.
Since most of us are not getting younger. Well, some of us are, but, and as I said, sort of my anti-guru on this is Cher, who said that she hates getting older. She hates everything about it. She hates how she looks. She hates how her body responds. She hates everything about it. And I thought, honey, that's a really unproductive way of thinking about the inevitable. So we asked people, what's the best part about getting old? Trevor, what's the best part about getting older for you?
Well, I'm not that old, so...
Yeah, but you're older than you were.
That's true. I'm the oldest I've ever been as of right now.
This second.
That's right.
Okay, this second.
This second.
Okay, keep going.
No, but it's just kind of nice to kind of know more what a person wants from life, to have a little bit more experience, to be like, hey, you know, this is really cool. Hey, this really kind of is not so cool. You know, just more experience.
Yeah, for me, I don't think anybody has ever accused me of being calm. It's just not part of my personality, but I'm certainly calmer. That I'm less, you know, I've always been relatively adventuresome. I've always been willing to say yes to almost anything, with certain limitations. I mean, like I've tried eyeball. Mm-hmm. I know, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you think, well, this is a delicacy, and it's something that I would try a whole bunch of times, but you know. But for me, there's just sort of a sense of, you know, what's the worst that can happen? And as I said, I mean, one of the nice things and it about the experience of being 18 days with no sleep is now when I have a hard time going to sleep, I'm thinking, oh, piffle. I've gone 18 days without sleep. I can do this. And I think that it's kind of as Trevor was saying, that if you've already done it, if you've already done something that you didn't think was possible, then anything less than that just seems like piece of cake. So things just seem, in some bizarre way, easier. Even though I know things are supposed to get harder as you get older. I don't think that, for me, that's not been the case. It's been that things seem easier, not harder. All right, let's see what other people have to say.
Okay. Robert says, now I can take a guilt-free midday nap and not worry that only old folks do it.
You go, boy. Listen, naps are what got me through college. It's what got me through doing full-time television and full-time radio. I'm a great fan of naps. I just view it as, instead of getting older, it's just getting younger. That infants take naps. So, you know, what are you going to do?
That's right. It's like full circle.
Exactly. The circle of... Keep going.
Okay, Carrie says, learning to be present so that I can experience the rest of my life more fully.
I think that's really true. That you stop getting distracted by things that are not terribly relevant. I think it's a less worrisome time of your life. And I know people supposedly worry about their health and they worry about whether they have enough money. But I do think that that you can kind of catalog the things that are troublesome and do something about them, as opposed to just have that free-floating sense that there's something that you should be doing. You know, I think maybe the sense of should tends to fall away a little bit. All right, we'll get back. Listen, folks, if you have a complicated issue, think about, instead of sending me an email about it, think about calling me on it so I can actually be a little more help to you. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Non attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So we're talking about something that is inevitable, but and some people avoid like the plague, and some people sort of, I don't know that people necessarily, I suppose that the alternative is not very palatable, so most people would prefer getting older to the alternative, which is not getting younger, it's just not getting anything. So, you know, for me, it's kind of interesting to kind of see what different ages and to kind of compare like who my mom was at the same age and who my grandmother was. As I said, I'm very blessed in that I come from long lived women, and so I've sort of been aware of various people in my life at various stages, and it's really interesting also having, you know, a daughter who says things like, I can't believe you were this young when you did this. So, there is that perspective on stuff. And all of a sudden, you know, the first time somebody offers you their seat on the subway. And you know, and part of it, you know, I don't know if I'm more pleased when someone doesn't offer it or someone does offer it, but I'm gracious under either circumstance. But you know, I've offered it occasionally to somebody that I thought was older than I was, and they were offended. So it's one of those complicated issues, isn't it? All right, the best part about getting older. What else?
All right, Marquita says learning. It's such a relief to know that it's okay not to have the answers right now.
Yeah, again, I think there is a certain amount of calm that and perspective, I guess, for lack of a better term. Okay.
And Kathy says, collecting Social Security, no alarm clocks, and senior discounts.
No alarm clocks. Yeah, at this party that I was at over the weekend, it was really interesting because most people were retired, and they said, are you still working? And I said, yeah. And they said, why? And I said, because, first of all, I can't imagine not. And people were saying, well, gee, what do you do when you're retired? And they said, anything you want. But I'm basically doing what I want. The idea of retiring doesn't really necessarily appeal. Retiring to what? Doing what? I suppose if you hate your job, not having to go in. But, you know, I can't. It just doesn't, it's not something that really resonates with me. I mean, I need to do something or I'll drive people absolutely nuts, including myself probably. All right, keep going.
Another Kathy says, learning what you want. Why? Because you learn even more importantly what you don't want.
I think that's true. And also understanding how to ask for it and sort of not being afraid to ask for it. So there you go. Let's see what else.
Susie says, grown kids.
How do you spell grown? Is it G-R-O-A-N or
G-R-O-W-N?
G-R-O-W-N,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, just asking, all right. Fair enough.
All right, Rebecca says, I used to be against it, but as the years go by, I'm embracing getting older and wiser.
Yeah. Well, and I think that one of the interesting things is that people, if you look, I mean, you don't even need to look at, you know, today's 60-year-old woman as opposed to a generation ago 60-year-old woman. All you have to do is look at today's college senior. I mean, part of it is hairdos, and hairdos have really, if you look at your mother's yearbook, she's going to look 40 when she graduated from high school, right? And part of it's just the hairdo. But I actually got an email from somebody today whose name was Dina, D-E-E-N-A. And I thought, wow, that's a name you don't hear very often anymore. It was my grandmother's name. And then I opened the email. It was from Senior Citizens or something, and I started laughing. So it's not that old-fashioned if somebody who's working on Senior Citizens has got the name Dina. So they're old-fashioned, too. All right, keep going.
Okay. Minucha, I think is the name, says, figuring out who you really are and accepting yourself, flaws and all.
That seems to be the consistent theme, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Just kind of self-awareness and perspective. And acceptance.
Yep. Jessica says, becoming more secure in who you are.
Okay. Consistent theme here, folks. For those of you who are thinking, think of all, you know, that basically people being relatively happy with it. And it turns out that if you look at relative happiness, that as people get older, they tend to get happier, believe it or not. Which seems kind of productive, or counterintuitive, but it basically seems to be the case. All right, keep going.
Dana says, not being so self-conscious, and people listen to you now because you've earned the right to know.
I'm not sure that's true. I would certainly agree with the first part. The second part, I don't know. Good for you. I mean, I think that's great. Keep going.
All right, Patricia says, being me without worrying that others might not like me. I'm the one who needs to like me.
And like them. So there. Exactly. Rejection is just somebody else's opinion. And you don't like everybody either. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Bruce says, grandkids. And that Social Security check is pretty neat, too.
Yeah, I just was reading an article because that's been one of the kind of fairly accepted kind of notions is that by the time this generation needs, the people growing up now need Social Security, that it won't exist. And there was this long article that said that's not true, that it actually will. There was also, I read, and I guess this is part of it, I read one of the most thoughtful editorials that I'd ever read about what's going on today in America. And the guy was making the comparison with the 60s. He said it was a time of great social upheaval and change and progress. That, you know, the stopping of the Vietnam War, women's lib, the pill, education changed. It was certainly civil rights. That there were a huge number of really sea changes that occurred in the 60s. First woman nominated to be vice president. And he was comparing it with now, and he said that this is a time of, other than the 60s, of really unprecedented change. He says there tends to be a backlash for a while after there's a lot of change, but nevertheless, you never go back to what things were. And he was pointing out in areas of race, of religion, and he was using not only the Obamacare of healthcare, of the idea that the only presidents would be white males, that we've obviously had an exception to that and may have another exception in the next election, or at least a viable candidate. And the thing that he was using really as the touchstone was the Confederate flag, the idea that there had been, and we talked a lot about it last week, that whatever the symbol was initially, that it had come for a lot of people to mean something very different. And the acknowledgement by a number of people for whom it meant something different, understanding that that it was offensive to some people. And I think it was a South Carolina legislator who basically made a public apology over the weekend. He said that he had failed to listen to how viable and vicious a symbol it was to some people, and that he really chastised himself for not listening earlier and better. And I thought that was, you know, that is a way that as human beings, you know, when we get down on ourselves and thinking, oh, bah humbug, that there really are some things that have changed a lot. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.